This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of...
Last time, I talked about the disease cholera. Both how it killed you and how to stop it from killing you. Cholera kills you by giving you a diarrhea so massive that you actually dehydrate to death. And the way you stop it from killing you is by rehydrating yourself. Unfortunately, if you drink water, it doesn't get absorbed. Instead, it just goes straight through you, leaving you just as dehydrated but with a bit more diarrhea. It was only in the last 40 years that we relearned a 2,000-year-old lesson. If you add some sugars and salts to the water, these simple chemicals will force the water out of your gut and into your bloodstream, and you will probably survive your bout of cholera. One of the first major uses of ORT, that's oral rehydration therapy, happened as a result of the Indo-Pakistan War in 1971. War always affects civilians, and 9 million refugees had poured into India. One refugee camp alone held 1/3 of 1 million refugees. Overcrowding led to poor hygiene and cholera. Intravenous, that's IV therapy for cholera, worked, but it was so expensive that only a very few patients could be treated. In the refugee camps where IV therapy was being used, the overall death rate in cholera victims was still 25%. It was so high because most of the patients who needed IV therapy actually did not get it, simply because the medical staff had run out of costly IV sets and the costly sterile fluids. Something had to be done. Dr. Dilip Mahalanobis knew how Dr. Robert A. Phillips had previously used ORT successfully. So he and other doctors took over the Johns Hopkins Medical Library in Kolkata. They set up assembly lines to weigh out the ingredients in the correct proportions. They poured them into plastic bags and they sealed the bags with a hot iron. They then used non-medical volunteers, the friends and the relatives of the patients, to add the salts to clean water and to administer the salty liquid. When ORT was used, the death rate in cholera victims dropped from 25% down to 3%. This was because the treatment worked in most cases and because it was cheap enough to treat most of the patients. In 1978, The Lancet wrote that ORT is, and I quote, "potentially the most important medical discovery of the 20th century," unquote. Worldwide, the average child under the age of 5 years has 2.2 episodes of diarrhea each year. Back in 1980, the number of children under the age of 5 years dying each year from diarrhea was 4.6%. By 2000, worldwide use of ORT had reduced this to 1.8 million per year. And today, some 500 million ORT sachets are made each year. That's one for every 13 people on the planet. Out in the field, away from a hospital, a sachet of various carbohydrates and salts, and sometimes proteins, is added to 200 mils of clean drinking water and simply drunk by the sick person. Oral rehydration therapy can be used to treat previously fatal dehydration, and it is a far cheaper and more easily deliverable treatment than intravenous fluids. ORT does not reduce the diarrhea. The diarrhea continues as before, or even at a greater rate, because the patient is not getting dehydrated and still has water in their body that can generate rice water stools. But at least the patient does not die from the dehydration. Amazingly, the disease cholera still exists. Even today, about, and I quote, 88% of diarrheal diseases in the world are attributable to unsafe water, sanitation, and hygiene, unquote. In July 1994, thanks to yet another war, over 500,000 Hutu refugees were interred in a camp in Zaire in Africa. Over 12,000 died from cholera. The death rate from those infected with cholera was about 50% as a result of inadequate supplies of water, sugar, and salts. And as of April 2009, about 100,000 people had been infected in the Zimbabwean cholera outbreak, and about 4,000 had died. Surprisingly, a person can be somewhat resistant to cholera. There are two factors we know of: blood type and the inherited disease, cystic fibrosis. But while some of us are slightly resistant to cholera, most are not. And as long as the 884 million people who do not have access to clean drinking water continue to not have clean drinking water, cholera will keep on killing.
What does it mean? Why is it so?